Hey, you're listening to the Intentional Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Ange Barnard, and today we're talking about achieving your goals, like actually doing what it is that you set out to do. Because you know how so many of us will set out to do something, but we don't follow through, stuff gets in the way, yada, yada, and it's a year from now and you're still not where you want to be. That's what we want to end, that cycle. We don't want to keep that running. So what I wanted to look at was the research behind what the people do who actually achieve their goals. Like, what do they do differently? Because we know that of those that actually set goals, and that's let's talk about that. Those that actually set goals, that's a whole different group than the average population. Because most people aren't walking around with goals and being intentional in general or even thinking about it. They're just kind of like doing things to get by, right? But of those that actually set goals, only 8% actually achieve them. So of those 8%, what are they doing differently than those that aren't achieving their goals? Okay, so the first thing that they're doing differently is that they always begin with the end in mind. This has to do with them what? Getting a clear vision of who they want to be. Setting a destination in the GPS so they can start heading in that direction. Really thinking about it like that. This is so important, like the whole visioning stuff, because when you start to get clear around what you want for your life, you start to allow yourself to dream. Then the brain works to make that a reality for you. Because that's its role. Like, it wants to make your visions a reality. As long as you get that subconscious on board, if you can do that, then it's going to be working to make that a reality. But that starts with you envisioning what it is that you desire, what it is that you want, so that you can, again, put the destination into the GPS. So if you need help with this, because I realize that this can be a big process to really think about all areas of your life and think about what would I want my life to look like in that area and allow yourself to dream, because so many of us have been programmed to not think about what it is that we desire, especially if you are someone who is used to caring for everybody else. You've gotten really good at that and thinking about everybody else, that it can be really difficult for you to think about what it is that you desire. It can be a process and not come as easy to set goals for yourself. That's why in the Clarify Your Vision program, we think about these things in that course, the barriers that might get in the way, and we very intentionally help you come up with goals that are in alignment with who you want to be. We very intentionally help you set a clear vision for who you want to be, considering how your mind works. We're always considering how the mind works with everything we do. So again, if you need help with that, then make sure you're on the list to be a part of the Clarify Your Vision course. It's the cheapest course that I offer, totally affordable, and so worth your time and your effort for you to get that vision so that you can start to be working towards being that person. So a year from now, you're not in the same kind of position that you don't want to be in, right? You want to see your progress. You want to be proud of how you've handled this next year, right? And who you've become. All of us want to grow. No matter where we are, we all want to grow and get better. This is why I think it's a must course that we take every year. This is why I take it and I sit down and I spend time thinking about this, because it's not easy for me either to sit there and be like, what do I want with this area? Like, I really got to go through this process. It helps me so much when I go through the process that I teach. Okay, so you're beginning with the end in mind. That's what they do differently. And that starts with getting a vision for how you want your life to look like. Really considering your values, considering your strengths, all of that stuff. That's a big part of it. And that will be included in this year's visioning course. We've added a portion on values. All right, so the second thing that they do is they build a support system around them. They build a support system around them. Community. Talked about this before. You need the right community to help you be successful. You can't keep hanging out with the same kind of people that you don't want to be like and thinking that your brain is not going to try to mock their behavior in any way. That's not how the brain works. It will naturally, because of your mirror neurons, look at the behavior of everybody else and try to keep you a part of that tribe. It's a survival thing that our brain does. So the best thing that you can do is, if like, let's, they say to athletes that want to run faster, what do? You run with people who run faster than you. Think about it that way, who do things better than you do so that you become better. When I started, like, when I wanted to improve my running times, I just started hanging out with people that ran way faster than me. And it shocked me how much faster I got. Even though initially it was really uncomfortable, like I felt like I sucked and I didn't fit in the group. That's normal. That's normal because that's you growing. In fact, you know what? I wanna target this whole crap about the whole imposter syndrome thing. Like, you know, that happens like when someone starts to work towards being a different version of themselves and the thought comes in the mind that, who am I to do this? I'm not good enough to do this. And people act like that's a really bad thing. And I just want to say it's a normal thing. That's how your brain works. It wants to keep you safe and running the same programs that it's been running. It's not bad if you think that. Shoot. In fact, if you're not thinking thoughts like that, then you're not playing big enough. Okay? That's what's happening there. So you need to think about stretching and growing and spending your time with people that you want to be like. Get the right support system, the right mentors in your life. Invest in it. Why? Because your life and the quality of your life depends on you making that investment. Okay? Think about how much what this is costing you, your joy, other things that you could be creating right now because you're not taking the steps to find the right support that you need. No one creates success without a community in some way, without a mentor, without additional wisdom, surrounding themselves with the right people. It doesn't work that way. Like, we are tribal beings. You got to find the right people, and that's going to take you investing time and your other resources in it. Because whatever you have going on in your current life right now is creating your current results. That means if you want new results, you're going to have new mental programming, a new environment, all of that stuff. So the third thing they do is that they set specific and challenging goals. You can do this with the Clarify Your Vision program too, because our goals are specific and they work with how the mind works, right? And you need, when I say specific, you need to set goals that allow you to vision it, to see it in your mind. And that requires you to have some detail there. Like, for example, if I'm saying, like, well, my goal is to be more healthier this year, right? What does that look like? What does it look like to be healthy? What does my body look like? How do I feel? What are the things I do? What do I eat? What does my environment look like? What do I say? What do I wear? Like, right, there's so much that could be a part of that. And you need to be envisioning it. So this gives your mind more data so that when it can look for matches. Your brain can work for you. Be like, oh, that's part of who I want to be. That's in alignment. I'll get this thing. I'll show up this way. I'll eat this thing because that's in alignment with who I want to be. So we need specifics to make sure our brain is working for us. All right. And we need the challenging goals to make sure that we're growing. All right. And the fourth tip is, or thing that they do differently, is that they recognize when they're procrastinating. They're self-aware. So here's some of the things that I've learned, like some strategies that help me out, because I recognize when I'm procrastinating. And it's often I'm procrastinating when I feel like something is overwhelming or it's new to me and I don't know how to do all the things. It just feels like a lot. I'll find myself procrastinating in that way. So I'm like, there I go. There's me doing that. So anytime I'm doing that, what that indicates to me is that I'm carrying around too much catabolic energy around it. So it's going to benefit me to do a thought download. Like, get all the stuff out of my mind. Let it all go. That's why I journal every day. This is why I write down all the random things that I think I might need to do. And then I start to organize them. So you want to have a clearly prioritized list of things that you're working on. You're always planning and prioritizing and creating some time frames for you to complete a task. So you know that for what I do is I set certain days that I'm working on things. Like Tuesday is my podcasting day. Tuesday mornings is when it's Tidy Tuesday. It's when I clean the house, right? I have Meal Monday when I prep my meals. And then I have other set dates, Finance Friday. Like, I make up the stuff because I procrastinate on all those things. So I need to prioritize it in my life and set time frames that I'm working on this stuff. That's what people are doing that actually achieve their goals. They're prioritizing time for it. They're blocking time out for it. You want to work back from your deadlines to know how long you're going to need and when to get started. So, think about, set a deadline for yourself and then think about like, okay, by this time next year, I want to be, let's say for me, I wanted to hike 700 miles by the time this next year. So what does that look like? Like, how many miles do I need to hike in each month? Let's say that was a goal for me. Or let's say with my podcast, I remember I wanted to record so many episodes out. So I broke it down in what that looks like in each week. So do that kind of work with yourself when it comes to your goals. What would it look like in a month? What would it look like in a week for me to get there? And just do little chunks at a time because every little bit counts. And really just focus on the smaller goal because that's going to lead to your bigger goal. And focus on one task at a time. Don't be multitasking, trying to do a bunch of things at once. The research shows over and over that is not effective. So what you do is you set chunks of time. You're working on one specific thing and you're staying focused. Measure your success based on how you're staying focused. So the fifth thing that they do is they work in intervals. Ooh, this is interesting. There was research done that showed that people were more successful at getting things done and being productive, proud of how they did their work when they did it in intervals. Like instead of staying, trying to do something for hours and hours, they would intentionally do something like stay focused for 52 minutes. This is what this research showed. And then they spent 17 minutes of doing something else. So what I do when I work on focusmate.com, where I get assigned a partner to hold me accountable online, it's 50-minute sessions with a 10-minute break in between. So what I do is I stay focused for 50 minutes, and then the 10-minute break, I'll do some squats, I will go for a little mini walk, I'll switch some laundry out or something like that, and I know I need to come back and start working after that 10 minutes is over. But it's all about intervals, and I feel more energized and I get more stuff done versus, plus the accountability helps, but versus just trying to stay focused for a gazillion hours. Because let's be real, your brain doesn't stay focused like that for a very long time. That's not what the research shows. So how about you intentionally set up intervals for your work and like make gaps for yourself? Like for me, I schedule things out and I'll say like every hour I'm going to do a little bit of squats. Every hour I'm going to take a 5-minute walk. Like I do that when I'm doing my consulting projects for work. Like every hour I take a break and go do a little walk. And let's say I couldn't for some reason, then I'll take a little longer break once I actually get a break, you know? So it's all about intervals and it's so helpful. And that's something I wish I would have learned sooner, is this whole concept of the intervals. So incorporate that into your goals. And then the sixth thing they do is they listen to music for focus. This has been found to be helpful to a lot of people, especially things like binaural beats. Maybe you've heard of binaural beats. You can look it up on YouTube. Basically, what this is like two different tones are playing, two different like frequencies are playing at the same time. And the difference in those frequencies creates another frequency. And that frequency is in alignment with something like a certain kind of feeling, or maybe like focus or peace, right? So basically, it's what's happening when two different frequencies are played and what your brain decides to do with that other frequency. I kind of think about it as like you're turning to a channel. Let's say you're turning to a certain frequency. It could be like where peace radiates on this radio station. Let's think about it that way. So you get to turn to that. So binaural beats, I like it because it's emitting different frequencies, helping you feel a certain way, but it also, I like it with no words. Like I don't want words in music when I'm trying to focus because I'm too ADD for that. My brain's going to try to listen to the words. I don't know about anyone. Some people are good with this. Like they'll play background music or TV and they can still focus. I don't know who you are. You were like a beast to me because my brain would be like, wait, what's happening? What's happening on TV? What did they just say? Like I could not do that. So, but the research shows that people who use music are more productive on things, probably because they're using very intentional music, suitable music, jazz. You know, I talked about jazz before on the show. I don't know if you've heard me. It's been a while. But jazz music has been known to help your stress levels go down, has helped make people more creative, probably because it lowers their stress levels. Because when you're stressed out, it's hard to be creative because that's a higher energy level. You're generating too much catabolic energy at the stress levels. So if you reduce the stress, you can be more creative. And jazz, with how the frequencies are and all of that, that helps you reduce the stress. I like to use jazz music to wind down. Like, I turn it on when I'm making dinner. I just find it helps me, like, wind down for the day. So that's another tip you can bring into your life. Okay, what else is happening? You know, there's like different frequencies. I have this in my notes, like delta 1 through 4 hertz. The lowest frequency, this is for deep sleeping, meditation, anti-aging stuff. If you look up different frequencies like delta, theta, alpha, beta, like these are the frequencies that your brain's always shifting to. It's certain hertz that it's at. The binaural beats kind of music can help you get into those states, help your brain align with those different frequencies if you play that. So I have one that I play for focus, relaxation. So anyways, you can Google them, but there's actually scientific research behind this and what it does for your brain. So moving on from that. Seventh tip thing that they do differently, the ones that achieve their goals, is they don't multitask. We already mentioned this. For example, I set goals for all areas of my life. We do this in the visioning course. We think of our life as a whole. We're not just focusing on one area. We're focusing on a lot of different areas, but doesn't mean we're focusing on them all at the same exact time. We create visions for them, but we're not always trying to work on all the things at the same time. So it might help you to do some, and some you can, like for example, in a given day, I can be working on my health goal and I can still be working on a personal development growth goal. Like let's say I'm writing a book and I'm still exercising, right? So I'm working on those two areas of my life. And then maybe after my husband comes home, I spend quality time with him and I have a goal related to that. And we're doing new activities together, right? I can work on all that stuff, but it's not happening at, you know, like it's happening the same day, but it's not like exact same time. Like don't be trying to juggle a bunch of balls and think that keep throwing more in there and think that you're going to feel peace. You're going to make good progress on things. Like that's not how it works. So be intentional about it. Look at how your energy is in a certain season in your life. If you're rolling into a busy, busy season, then maybe that's not the best time for you to be writing your book, let's say. Right, we go through seasons and our life functions this way, just like the earth functions this way. Even menstrual cycle, like there's everything operates in seasons. So be intentional about what makes sense to work on at what specific time. Even in your day, when do you have the most energy? You have creative energy, let's say in the morning, then work on the creative stuff then. You like your energy drains at the end of the day, like work on the laundry then. You don't need to think too much when you fold the laundry instead of using your peak mental time to be folding laundry. That's something I'm thinking about right now because laundry's sitting right next to me, overflowing. And Steve, my cat, loves to lay on clean laundry. And it drives me insane because I strategically try to like stack it in ways he can't get to it and he finds a way because that's how Steve is. Anyways, so that's the seventh thing. They don't multitask. So really think about your energy. Think about how you want to set up when you're going to be doing things. Like I even have quarterly goals, monthly goals, weekly goals, set days that I'm working on things to help me not be all over the place. So that's the last tip. I hope you really enjoy these. Let me go over them real quick. And remember, if you like this episode, please leave us a review. Let other people know about it. Let's see here. Okay, number one, they begin with the end in mind. Two, they build a support system around them. Three, they set specific and challenging goals. Four, they recognize when they're procrastinating and they make a plan to help them not procrastinate, help them stay more focused. Fifth is they work in intervals. Six is they listen to music for focus, to shift their energy, all of that good stuff. And then the seventh is they do not multitask because they set specific times that they're working on things that align with their energy and their season of life. All right. Hope you have an awesome day and I'll talk to you soon.